This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. Our top stories first. Nepal Communist Party postpones its Central Committee meeting called from January 8. Heavy snowfall obstructs power supply and communication channels in Dadeldhura district, and US President Donald Trump threatens to hit 52 Iranian sites if Iran attacks Americans, who are United States assets. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party, called from January 8, has been postponed till January 29. The secretariat meeting of the party held at Prime Minister's official residence, Balwata, decided to postpone the Central Committee meeting, stating that party affairs would be put on the National Assembly election to be held on January 23rd. Nepal Communist Party informed that the secretariat meeting decided to call the next meeting of the Central Committee on January 29. Heavy snowfall has cut off power and supply and communication channels from rural parts with the district headquarters in Dadeldhura district. Snowfall since Thursday has obstructed internet and other modes of communication while power supply has come to a halt. Nepal Electricity Authority Dadeldhura said efforts are being made to resume the power supply. The places Gandhura, Nol Durga, Alital and Bagisur rural municipalities, Amargadi municipality and Persura municipality remain without power for the past 3 days. Furthermore, public transportation services and to and from the rural parts of the district remain affected. The nominations are being filed today for the upcoming National Assembly election. According to Election Commission Nepal, time for the filing nominations has been allocated from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has left for the capital city of China, Beijing, this morning. He is visiting China at the invitation of Chinese Public Security Ministry. According to Home Minister's press coordinator Kiran Batroy, during his 6-day visit, Home Minister is scheduled to hold meetings with Chinese Public Security Minister, high-level government officials and leaders of the Chinese Communist Party. The team led by Home Minister Thapa has the members, including his security advisor Dr. Indrajit Roy, Home Minister's spokesperson Joint Secretary Kedarnath Sharma and Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Surya Prasad Upadhyay. The meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee has unanimously endorsed the name of newly appointed member of the Judicial Council, Advocate Lakshmi Prasad Nirala Khadka. Presenting himself in today's meeting of the committee held at Simadabad today, Mr. Nirala committed to making judicial sector more transparent. An arrangement has been reached to develop the detailed project report, DPR, of the Nizgad-Hetoda-Bharatpur section of the Mechi Mahakali Electric Railways. The Department of Railways recently signed the agreement with the consultant Usin Bursil CCRRC FBCJB. Director General of the Department Balaram Misra said the company will complete the DPR in 15 minutes as per the agreement. The department had called for the quotation for the re-DPR of the railway track that falls under the National Park and Wildlife Reserve area. A Nepali team has carried out a supervision and monitoring of bordering areas encroached by India in Bara district. A team comprising representatives from Foreign Ministry, Defence Ministry, Nepal Army, Nepal Police and District Administration Office Bara carried out supervision and monitoring of bordering areas and no man's land in the district. Chief District Officer of Bara Fanindra Mani Pokhrel said that on-site supervision and monitoring of border pillars were carried out at Martihawa and Masrua of Bara so as to take the stock of criminal activities in the border areas and border disputes caused by the open border. Senior leader of Nepal Communist Party, Madhav Kumar Nepal, has said that the responsibility of ruling party has been increasing in the national politics. At a press conference organized by Press Organization Kanchanpur at Bimdattanagar in Kanchanpur today, Leader Nepal claimed that the NCP would be more powerful in coming National Assembly election. Saying the NCP has become reliable and trustworthy party, he said the government should move ahead being serious as per the people's aspiration. The former Prime Minister said the NCP's Central Committee would finalise the matters of selection of the candidate to the post of Speaker of the House of Representatives. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. News Bulletin. Now into some international updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned the U.S. is targeting 52 Iranian sites and will strike very fast and hard if Tehran attacks Americans or U.S. assets. His comments followed the U.S. assassination of a top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani, in a drone strike. Iran has vowed to avenge his killing. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter that Iran is talking very badly, boldly about targeting certain U.S. assets in response to the general's death. He said the U.S. had identified 52 Iranian sites, some at a very high end level and important to Iran and Iranian culture. The president said the 52 targets represented the 52 Americans held hostage in Iran for more than a year from late 1979 after they were seized at U.S. Embassy in Tehran. Shortly after Mr. Trump's tweet, the website of U.S. government agency appeared to have been hacked by a group calling itself Iran Cyber Security Group Hackers. 36 people were killed and 23 were injured when a tourist guest house under construction in Cambodia collapsed, trapping workers under rubble. Officials said rescue operations ended 2 days after the seven-story concrete building collapsed on Friday in the coastal town of Kiev, about 160 kilometers southwest of the capital Phnom Penh. The 36th date included 6 children and 14 women. At least 28 people were killed and dozens injured on Saturday in an airstrike on a military school in the Libyan capital Tripoli. Amin al-Hassami, spokesman for the health ministry of the government of National Accord, said an air raid on the military school of Tripoli killed 28 cadets and injured dozens more. He added, at the time of the strike, the cadets were gathered on the parade ground before going to their dormitories. Strong winds that have changed directions are hampering efforts by firefighting to contain bushfires in Australia's southeast. Officials said a southerly change with the powerful gust up to 80 mph threatened to spread huge fires raging in New South Wales. And army helicopters have been deployed in the neighbouring state of Victoria to evacuate people trapped by the flames. Since September, fires in Australia have killed at least 23 people. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up, top stories once again. Nepal Communist Party postpones its Central Committee meeting called from January 8. Heavy snowfall obstructs power supply and communication channels in Dadaldhura district. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit 52 Iranian sites if Iran attacks Americans or United States assets. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.